אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. It's been another busy week. Of course, over in Israel, they have a new president and they've almost got a new prime minister, but we'll have to wait and see some more. And in Australia, there was lots of new stories too. I might start with the Australian government strongly criticizing a move by the UN Human Rights Council to launch a permanent inquiry into alleged Israeli human rights violations and war crimes following last month's conflict with Gaza, alongside calls for an arms embargo on Israel. A spokesperson for the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade told the Jewish News, Australia has consistently opposed anti-Israel bias in the United Nations texts and debates. The Australian government believes the Commission of Inquiry's mandate in that organisation is flawed. So although only current members of the United Nations Human Rights Council were actually permitted to vote that established the Commission of Inquiry, Australia still participated in the debate and affirmed Israel's right to self-defense in accordance with international law and the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live in peace and with dignity. Meanwhile, Jewish communal leaders likewise castigated the United Nations Human Rights Council over the plan to establish a permanent commission of inquiry, which would be the first time such a body has been ever set up investigating any United Nations member state. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin said the UNHCR has no standing and no credibility to investigate the actions of Israel, while countries such as Venezuela, Libya and Pakistan may wish to pronounce on how Israel defends its citizens from terrorists that seek its destruction, he said. Their proclamations and reports will have absolutely no impact on how Israel conducts itself or on the support of its fellow liberal democracy.
Shane, on a very similar matter, the ABC coverage of the recent Israel-Hamas conflict was criticized in the Australian Senate.
Yes, the Liberal senator from South Australia, Alex Antic, has slammed the ABC for its coverage of the recent Israel-Hamas conflict, labelling it institutionally anti-Semitic and saying it has continuously misled viewers. He made the accusations while grilling ABC Managing Director David Anderson and its editorial director, Craig McMurty, during Senate estimates last Wednesday. Antic asked the pair, why is it that the ABC is institutionally anti-Semitic and why is it that the ABC has continuously misled its viewers in relation to the Jewish people's ancient connections to the land of Israel? Rejecting his accusations, Anderson replied, I'll say that when there are conflicts such as this on very complicated matters, there are certainly things that we've looked into that have already been published to ensure they're accurate. But Antic replied saying the errors, though unequivocally, do swing to the favour of terrorist organisations like Hamas, and these articles are consistently anti-Israel. And he referred to a specific story on ABC's website, noting throughout the article, Hamas is referred to it in it too as fighters and militant organisation, but it doesn't refer to them as a terrorist organisation. And he asked, does the ABC accept that Hamas is a terrorist organisation and that the Australian and the United States government declare Hamas a terrorist organisation? And McMurty replied, we accept that the Australian government regards Hamas as a terrorist organisation, yes, but the ABC doesn't take an editorial position on these sorts of things. Meanwhile, the Australian newspaper reported at the same time that it had obtained an internal ABC note advising journalists not to use the word apartheid in relation to Israel, as it has a specific meaning in South African history. However, on the ABC panel program Q&A last Thursday, which featured a panel heavily slanted against Israel, the term apartheid was actually mentioned on air 11 times. So that seems to be a little bit different to their official policy. Meanwhile, a petition calling to stop the ABC's, quote, biased, unbalanced and anti-Semitic reporting of the Israel-Gaza conflict had garnered almost 3,500 signatures by last Tuesday afternoon.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the AJN, and you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update. Shane, talking about different matters, we don't have that much time left. Anti-Semitism on Australian campus, what is the latest?
A Facebook user who commented under a photo of Adolf Hitler, and he commented, "It's such a shame he didn't finish his job," actually works for the New South Wales Department of Education. The comment was posted during the recent Israel-Hamas conflict and was in response to another user who posted a Hitler photo under an Australian Union of Jewish Students event that was on Facebook, and with the caption, "Is it okay for my friend to come along?" The event was ultimately cancelled for safety reasons, and the Jewish News understands the individual is contracted by the Department of Education but does not work actually within the school but in the office. Orge's Political Affairs Director Gabrielle Stricker-Phelps said, "We call on the Department of Education to take appropriate action and reaffirm their stance against anti-Semitism in light of the disgusting comments made on our Facebook post."
Yeah, it is very disturbing. Shane, we spoke last week about Moriah College, the pending elections, and what is the latest?
The Moriah College President Stephen Jankelowitz reaffirmed his decision not to stand down over concerns about the board's handling of a $7 million fraud scheme by a former school employee. As the college welcomed three new directors in its most contested board election in years, the annual general meeting was held last Monday night, and Jackie Scheinberg, Terry Ezra and Mark Lee were elected as new directors, and they join existing board members Rena Michael and Oliver Friedman. In an unprecedented election at Moriah, the Jewish News understands that more than 600 Moriah Association members voted by proxy and more than 80 in person. And Dan Kelovitz said, "This is a healthy rejuvenation of the board with fresh skills and perspectives, while at the same time retaining continuity, corporate memory to inform decision making." Although he acknowledged there was the recent community concerns and criticism about the school's accountability, including calls for him to step down. But he said he's decided to he would not run from the challenge of and asked to work with all members of the school community to improve things and effect positive change going forward.
Shane, while we speak, Melbourne is in another lockdown, and Jewish leaders call on the community to get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got the Melbourne lockdown continuing, and for a short time last Monday and Tuesday, the Jewish Care Victoria's Gary Smorgon House Aged Care Centre was also precautionarily in lockdown, but it's since reopened, and vaccines are now the focus, getting as many resident staff receiving the vaccine as possible. So that's continuing apace at Jewish Care. And over at Emmy Monash Aged Care Centre, more than 90% of residents have now been vaccinated, which is great news. And in Sydney, some rabbis got together with the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, CEO Darren Bark, Rabbi Elton, and also supported by members of the Sydney Beth Din. They attended a pro-vaccination event with New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, and Rabbi Elton was photographed getting his jab on the day, and he said it's so incredibly important that everyone who can get vaccinated as soon as possible does so, as it's the only way we can protect the community.
Shane, before we go, Limud Oz is back on next weekend, on Queen's Birthday long weekend, 13th, 14th of June.
That's right, so there's tickets people can buy already. The program is on the limudoz.org.au website, and our two-page coverage focuses on some of the international speakers from Israel and America that will be at the event, so you can read all about it.
Shane Dziatnik, Senior Journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.